Netherlands. The center-left D66 party scored major gains in the Netherlands general election, putting it in a strong position to lead talks to form the next government, as support for the far-right Freedom Party, PVV, fell sharply. With about 90% of votes counted early Thursday, both D66 and PVV were projected to secure 26 seats in the 150-member parliament. The results marked a steep drop for PVV leader Geert Wilders from his record 2023 performance, while D66 nearly tripled its seat share, becoming the biggest winner of the race. Early exit polls suggested D66 had a slight lead, though updated figures showed PVV closing the gap. Still, Wilders is almost certain not to become prime minister, as every major party has ruled out joining a government with him. Wilders said he was disappointed by the result but noted his party remained very much alive. He confirmed he expects to sit in the opposition, adding that, "We would have liked to win more seats, and I regret the loss, but it's not as if we were wiped out." The outcome clears the way for D66 leader Rob Jetten to try to form a coalition. If successful, he would become the country's youngest and first openly gay prime minister. Supporters at D66 headquarters cheered and waved Dutch flags as results rolled in. "We have shown the Netherlands and the world that it is possible to stand up to populist and extreme right forces," Jetten told the crowd. Millions of people turned a page today and chose hope and cooperation over negativity. Jetten ran on promises to expand housing, boost education funding, and address concerns around immigration while keeping a balanced approach. Wilders, a longtime populist figure known for anti-immigration positions, had campaigned to ban asylum seekers and cut foreign aid. His party topped the polls in 2023 but could not secure backing to lead the government, which collapsed earlier this year after disagreements over his policy demands. The vote was widely seen as a test of whether the far right could maintain momentum in Europe. The result suggests Dutch voters have chosen a different path, though forming a working coalition will be challenging. At least four parties will be needed to reach the 76-seat majority required, and talks could stretch for months. Possible partners for D66 include the Christian Democrats, the VVD, and the Greens Labour Bloc.